Happy Monday, everyone. Hope you had a wonderful Easter Sunday, the day we get to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Or if you are the so-called devout Catholic President Joseph Biden, it's the Transgender Day of Visibility. The White House announced last Friday that I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024, as Transgender Day of Visibility. Look, I get people defending this will say Easter changes its day and the Transgender Day has always been and always will be March 31st. Except it is a made-up day that started in 2010 and this administration has officially made it more important than the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That should be no surprise coming from the president who continues the White House Easter egg roll with the children of the National Guard, where they're prohibited from submitting religious designs. Quoting from the flyer here, the submission must not include any questionable content, religious symbols, overtly religious themes, or partisan political statements. Look, I agree with the latter point, no political statements, because that's clearly is not what the holiday is for. But this Biden administration seems to have completely forgotten that meeting and would rather celebrate the Easter Bunny. Articles from some outlets like NBC News will point out the American Egg Board has been a supporter of the White House Easter egg roll for over 45 years, and the guideline language referenced in the recent news reports have consistently applied to the board since its founding across administrations. But that is not the point. If you are going to be an unbiased and stay out of every decision, fine, then do so. But the point is, this president understands the importance of Easter to the Christian faith, yet he would rather solely highlight what is important to the liberal mob and lean into the secular ideology, rather than minimally acknowledge the faith he claims to profess to. I'm Pierce Crawford, and welcome to the Crawford Press. The culture is moving in a dangerous direction rather quickly. Previously, the argument from the LGBTQ community was, I just want the right to live, to express myself, to be who I feel I am. But really, this isn't the truth, and we see that today, when we are forced to use speech that only you approve of, and we are seen as being hateful, bigoted, homophobic if we don't believe in the lie you are propagating, if we use the wrong pronoun, if we offend you. This turns into the desire to control speech. No, now you are forcing your ideals on us. This shifts from a conversation into hostility really quickly, and it is insane that it needs to come to that. Cartoon Network joined in on this behavior on Saturday, putting a video out on celebrating the journey of their trans and gender nonconforming friends this Transgender Day of Visibility, and how to use pronouns. Some will say this kind of stuff protects trans kids, but it really doesn't. I would argue the contrary. This does not let them grow up, become who they wish to be, and chart their own course. It pushes this idea onto kids that if they feel disconnected from reality, if they don't feel comfortable with themselves, then it's all about their gender and nothing else. It says that the kids can switch their sex, but we assure you that if you made the wrong decision, that if you are in, like, you totally just, oh man, I actually was in the right sex when it came to before, that you can reverse it later, but that is a far cry from the truth. It says that if being a wife or a mother scares you, that it's okay to just say that you're non-binary and you won't have the responsibility or the role as you are now not a woman. That isn't how it works. We can talk about gender roles all day, but the point here is we are telling kids that they're in the wrong body, that something about them is inherently wrong. And they need to change to be more like how they perceive themselves in the current moment, instead of loving who they actually are. The best way to, quote, protect trans kids is to just let them be kids instead of changing their lives forever before they are even able to consent to it. A Christian couple is suing Washington State for denying their foster license renewal due to the couple's opposition to recent policy changes. Shane and Jennifer DeGrosse, who previously have fostered four children, opposed the Washington State Department of Children, Youth, and Families new guidelines requiring foster parents to be accepting of minors exploring their sexual orientation or gender identity, and this is according to Kima TV. The couple's attorney argued that Washington State officials are putting their own ideological agenda ahead of children who just need a loving home. This is while a spokesperson for the department told the National Desk that whether a family accepts or rejects a child's sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression has a profound impact on their well-being. In Washington, we are committed to ensuring that these vulnerable children and youth do not experience additional trauma when placed at a home into foster care. I really can't see this case going any other way than in the direction of the couple. Washington State may be liberal, but they already decided a case similar to this one while great-grandparents were seeking custody of a one-year-old, and when the state said no due to their opposition to gender ideology, they sued and won the case against the department. In a 2022 report, Washington State Annual Foster Care Report stated that they were looking for racially, ethnically, and culturally diverse caregivers to meet the needs of the children placed in out-of-home care. And being an open and affirming organization for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, intersex, and asexual caregivers and children youth, while in the same report they're explaining how there's a shortage of caregivers. It is almost as though there's something more important to the state than giving the kid a home. Now, I don't know the DeGrosses, but being that they're foster parents of four previous children, it clearly seems like a political matter here. According to the Daily Wire, the couple is represented by the Alliance Defending Freedom, an American conservative Christian legal advocacy group who filed the lawsuit on their behalf on March 22nd in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Washington in Tacoma, south of Seattle. The claim will again be that this is for the protection of LGBTQ children, but is it really? I again have my doubts that the state's best interest is really with the safety and well-being of children. Rather, the state would deny them a home in favor of forcing the foster parents to follow a strict ideology that they do not believe in, religiously or otherwise. Final story we'll get to today, AT&T had a data breach that impacted 73 million current and former account holders, and all the information has been leaked to the dark web. The Associated Press reported that AT&T has already reset the passwords of current users and will be communicating with account holders whose sensitive personal information was compromised. There's not a known entry point for AT&T leak, whether or not it was a vendor for the company or AT&T themselves. The information affected, though, is from 2019 or earlier, and does not appear to be financial information or call history. However, the company did say that in a statement that passcodes, social security numbers, emails, phone numbers, and birth dates all could be compromised. So practically everything that's important was compromised. This to me is a roundabout way of telling me I need to be less online. I need to have more control as to what I'm signing up for, what accounts I'm a part of, what websites I log into. I mean, the amount of accounts I've had over the years since I first got on the internet, I don't know what is connected to what, if I'm being honest with you, if I even have the email to what I'm connected to. Slowly, I've been deleting my online presence so I can be contained as to what is officially my own on the internet, but the internet does not make that easy for you. Your data is 100% all the time always at risk, and even large corporations like AT&T can't protect it. So I would lead with caution the next time you decide to save your credit card information on a site, or give your birth date up willing to a site that honestly doesn't need it. Call me a hater, but I mean, I'm not big on the whole bombardment of emails just to give me a free ice cream cone on my birthday, especially if that means giving up my data. And that'll do it for today's show. Thank you for listening to the Crawford Press. I know this is a bit different with the strict, like, this is exactly the facts and I'm not giving my opinion at all, but I felt that there was something missing from the show, and you're coming to this show for me. And because, like, there's all these different fact-based shows like the NPRs, the Morning Wires, and they're all with these big companies, and so they have their own biases, of course, but they're all backed by the big companies. I think even the Wall Street Journal has their own. And so with me, if you're going to come and listen and hear what I have to say in my curated combination of here's the news that I think is important for today, I think it's worthwhile to give my opinion. And there's a lot of people who aren't going to like my opinion. There are a lot of people who are going to listen to what I have to say and hate for it. But I really do want a conversation. I genuinely have the belief that more people should have podcasts, especially person who fiercely disagree with me. I find those podcasts so much more interesting because I learn a lot more listening to what you have to say that contrasts what I have to say. And I really hope that more young people make podcasts and share their opinion and put it out there and create dialogues. So if this is the start of that, fantastic. But with that, I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. God bless.